Good day! It's 2022, 36 years since EDSA.
Here's an hour-by-hour rundown of events that happened on February 25, the last day of the People Power Revolution.
12 midnight. On Agtahan Street, several civilians are wounded when army soldiers defending Malacañang fire through barbed wire.
Inside Malacañang, dozens of crates are being packed with family possessions, including jewels, cash, bond certificates, and artworks.
8 a.m. People start to gather and surround Club Filipino in San Juan in case Marcos forces attempt to disrupt the planned inauguration of Corazon Cory Aquino.
10 a.m. Opposition lawyer and future Senator Neptali Gonzalez reads a resolution proclaiming Cory and Doy Laurel as duly elected president and vice president.
10:46 a.m. At Club Filipino, Corazon Aquino is sworn in as the President of the Philippines by Senior Associate Justice Claudio Tihangki. Salvador Doy Laurel is sworn in as Vice President by Justice Vicente Abad Santos.
Cory appoints Juan Ponce Enrilet as Defense Secretary and General Fidel V. Ramos as Armed Forces Chief of Staff.
11:45 a.m. Ferdinand Marcos enters Malacanang's ceremonial hall for his own inauguration as President.
Just as Marcos starts to address the crowds from a balcony in Malacañang, TV broadcasts are abruptly cut off. The rebel soldiers have captured Broadcast City.
3:45 p.m. At the corner of Tomas Morato and Timog Avenue in Quezon City, loyalist military units try to ram through the barricades, but the civilians guarding them hold their ground. People power literally prevails against armed soldiers.
4:30 p.m. Tommy Manotok, husband of Aimee Marcos, relays the offer of American Brigadier General Ted Allen to evacuate Marcos and his family from the palace.
5 p.m. Prime Minister Cesar Virata starts negotiations with Cory for the departure of Marcos.
6:30 p.m. After Marcos declares that he has decided to die in the palace, his daughters Aimee and Eileen plead with him to leave.
7 p.m. U.S. Ambassador Stephen Bosworth asks the new Cory government if Marcos can be allowed to stay in Pauay, Ilocos Norte for 2 days.
In order to avoid a reconsolidation of loyalist forces, Cory refuses the request.
7:30 p.m. The families of General Fabian Ver and Eduardo Cuanco convoy in heavily secured vehicles to Clark Air Base in Pampanga.
8:45 p.m. The Marcos family and other government officials take off in helicopters from the Pangarap Golf Course near Malacañang.
Not long after they land in Clark Air Base, Radio Veritas and Channel 4 both announce the departure and cheers erupt from the crowds of EDSA.
9:20 p.m. Now President Cory Aquino makes her first ever live address via Channel 4.
The remaining members of the presidential household and Malacañang employees hurriedly pack and get ready to leave as the crowds begin to march towards the palace.
10 p.m. Ambassador Bosworth calls Cory to confirm that Marcos and his family have left the country.
Radio station DZRH is the first to announce over the airwaves, the Marcoses have fled the country.
Everywhere in the streets, from EDSA to roads leading to Malacañang, people celebrate and cheer.
11:30 p.m. Malacañang is stormed by looters with little resistance. Evidence of a hasty exit and destruction of incriminating documents would be found in the days following the revolution.
And the rest is history.
Keep reading about EDSA and keep its spirit alive. Then come back tomorrow, February 26, wherever you get your podcasts.